Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. My God, the Friday shows are always the best. Okay, first of all, drinking hard AF seltzers, getting rocked live on air. D'Anthony Holly will not be here today. He's on a veteran hog hunt where they go and shoot hogs from a helicopter in the sky, and then they blow them away. And I don't think they even eat them. Do they eat them down there, Delco, or do they just kind of leave them on the side of the road? How does that work out? Side of the road, yeah. Which is fine. It's Texas. Apparently, there's a hog problem. I've got a different hog problem, but that's, you know, a personal thing that I'm dealing with. And who better than to chat that out with today than the MILF of the year, Jocelyn Jane. Welcome to the program, Jocelyn. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well.
My
How are you?
God, dude. Are you in a hotel right now? I mean, this is, it's
yes.
Kind of crazy.
Yes, I'm in a hotel right now.
Are you real? Like, are we before or after a scene? Or are you just there for funsies? What's the story with the hotel? I gotta know.
So I haven't shot a scene today yet. No,
not yet.
But
it's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay, in that room.
Yeah.
Holy shit! All right, God bless it. That's amazing. I mean, I feel nervous, by the way. They say don't meet your heroes. You're one of them. I feel like
you've
saved a lot of marriages. I feel like my right hand wants to say hello. You're one of the best in the business. 36 G, is that real on the breast size? Let's start there.
Yes, that's my real breast size.
Okay, can I?
And they're mine.
They're yours, right? No doctors, no lawyers involved, nothing.
No doctors, no lawyers.
Okay, because with that, I love naturals. Always have, always will, right? My wife has huge naturals. Always have, always will. What bothers me about my favorite porn stars is when they get fake ones after they have huge naturals. Like Angela White, don't do this to me. Don't do this to us. It's like you're slapping God in the face. Don't do it.
Yeah. So it's funny that you say that because like I've thought about getting my boobs done for sure.
Why? Why would you do? You got a gift.
I guess the short story is like I have body dysmorphia, so I want them like up to my neck, but you're right, like all my friends are like, don't do that, like you're slapping God in the face, so I'm probably just gonna leave them.
You please don't. I mean, for all of us out there, like, just don't do it. It's like when Jordan went to play baseball for a couple years. It's just
you're like, what are you doing?
Yes, it's a waste of talents where it's like, hey dude, you're born with this. Like, give it to us. Give us all the things.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to do it, right? I'm going to hold you to that to this day. Today is June 2nd. It's a Friday. It's about 87 degrees here in Austin, Texas. I want it on the record. You will not get fake tits after this show.
Okay.
Good.
Pinky swear.
All right, pinky swear. Let's get into, do people stop you on the street? Because I've known you, I feel like you're part of my family now, and I hate to go Vin Diesel on you and go Fast and Furious and be like,
am I in the family portrait?
You could be. My wife's not stoked about it, but it's like, look, instead of stepping out on the marriage, you go up to the guest room and it's like, well, Jocelyn's going to save the marriage tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that.
Do you get that all the time? Do people stop you and say, hey, I'm a huge fan and here's why?
I really don't get stopped. I get stopped in New York. But for the most part, like sometimes people will just DM me or I'll just like get a drink like brought to me by a bartender and he's like, hey, that guy over there wanted to buy you a drink. So like I do get attention and notice when I go out, but I don't like ask people, oh, do you know who I am? I just kind of like...
No, I get it. I get it. Because you have one of those professions where you can't say it, where it's just a head nod, where you're like, hey.
Also, too, I'm kind of an asshole and I kind of want you to say it.
Oh, really? Shit. Well, I'm glad I led with it today. I was just like, look, huge fan. I almost feel like crying. Like, that's my quarterback. That's my quarterback right there. Like, you're my quarterback.
Hey.
Yeah. Now, in 2021, you won MILF of the Year. Is there a competition between other MILFs where you guys know each other and there's something like a beef behind the scenes where it's like, hey, Lisa Ann, I'm sorry you're not MILF of the Year anymore. It's me. And then you guys all chat and
so
hang out?
So this was on like, this was on, no, we don't all chat and hang out. You're a funny guy. No, so it was on a platform called ManyVids. So like you, people, your fans vote for you. And then there's like, they close it to the top five and then ManyVids chooses, I think, based on votes. But I mean, all those awards, like, why not, you know, AVN, all those awards, I've gone up against my friends and my friends are always like, well, if you win, like, I'll be happy. And I'm always like, well, if you win, I'll be happy too. So.
But that's a lie. You're a liar. Like, you're lying about it. All you guys are lying to each other. I can't even hear this today.
You want the honest truth?
I sure do.
I'm a competitive person, so yes, like part of me is like, but also, you know, you got to be a good sport.
You do and you don't, you know, like when you're going up against these heavy hitters, and I'll name them, and I don't know if you guys know each other, so, and I'll ask. I'll go through the list, at least my personal list, okay? We'll go Melanie Hicks. Do you know her?
Okay, I know of her. I know people who know her, but I haven't met her. I met her maybe once.
Okay.
But I don't hang out with her.
All right. Angela White.
Or have her number.
Angela White.
No, I don't know her at all. I wish I did.
Okay. I think she's Australian, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go Lisa Ann next. Lisa Ann's been on the show. Great guest, by the way. Loves sports.
I love Lisa. Say. I do know Lisa.
Okay.
But she's retired.
She's done. She's all done now, and it's your time.
Also, I honestly love Lisa because she knows a shitload about sports.
Tons.
Like, I love, yeah.
Yeah, she knows tons about sports. And I'm sure you guys are both competitive, but at least you're not going against one another, and that's fine.
Yeah, because I would lose every time. Like, it's Lisa Ann. Like, she doesn't even have a last name. Like,
I know, it's crazy, right? It's like fucking Cher or Pele.
Yeah, I was just gonna say Cher, yeah.
Yeah, Cher, Pele, Ronaldo. It's like, all right, great. It's just Lisa Ann. We all know
Prince,
what she does.
Yeah.
Like, oh, R.I.P. Yeah. I love Prince. Hugh, I was listening to Prince on the way over here.
Oh, I love Prince.
Same. Little Red Corvette was on in the car on Sirius XM, and I went nuts. I mean, I went all the way in on that song on the way over here. Don't even remember the drive, to be honest with you. It was amazing. I'm looking at your Twitter right now. Are you from Florida? Why are you such a huge Heat fan?
I'm from Miami.
Are you really?
I was born and raised. Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to get dark today. We're going to get real fucking dark today.
That game was very painful to watch.
It was awful. I bet. I took Denver.
Oh my God.
Took Denver plus -9 last night. I took the first half, -5.5. Yeah.
You should have, because they're tired. Denver has had a week to rest. You have to think about logistics here. We're all human beings, right?
Yep.
There's no way we're going to win game one. And also, we're in that altitude.
Yeah.
They're tired.
But do you think they're going to win the series?
I think it's going to be a slog. I think it's going to be tough. I think we can do it, but we need everyone playing their best, which is a lot to ask for. Considering, you know, injuries and things like that.
Yeah, and also considering the fact that the Heat just aren't good enough, and I'm going to go ahead and say that live on air. It's 4-0. I got a 4-0 Denver sweep. I don't know how you stop Jokic, and I'm sorry about it. It was admirable. What Jimmy Butler has done is amazing, but I don't see them winning one game in this series.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough. And Jamal Murray is so good. Fucking, I keep forgetting that Eric Gordon's on the team now. And then you have Caldwell Pope. And then it's a lot.
They're deep. They're very deep.
They're deep, yeah. That's the other problem, too, is they're a very deep team. There are things that definitely helped us get to the conference finals. One of the, I think, the most interesting things was Thibodeau. So we can talk about the Knicks series for a second.
Sure.
So what I find super interesting and an understory that maybe not a lot of people get is Thibodeau was the coach for the Wolves when Jimmy requested a trade. Mm-hmm. And Thibodeau has been highly criticized for overplaying his players, playing them too many minutes. The reason why we won game six was because Brunson was tired as fuck. I was at that game. That's the one of the only reasons I believe that we won that series, because Thibodeau overplays his top players way too much.
Yeah, and I don't know that they have a top player, like the guy yet. I think the Knicks are a couple pieces away. So when I watched that series, I was like, all right, great. It wasn't a huge shock that the Heat won. But we're gonna get deeper here on you, because you're a Heat fan. We're gonna get disgusting today.
We're gonna get real deep.
We're gonna get real fucking deep today. Has anybody from the Miami Heat ever DM'd you and wanted to hook up?
No.
Okay. What if I told you we had a porn star on this show who had hooked up with Jimmy Butler?
I that doesn't shock me.
Would it shock you if she said that Jimmy Butler was not straight?
No, that wouldn't shock me either.
Have you heard something that we don't?
No, but it's celebrities, athletes. I've heard stories over the years. Even before I got into the industry, I mean, my mom told me about Prince and all those crazy sex parties that he would have, and like.
Well, Prince is androgynous, right? It's like I would fuck Prince. Like it's one of those things where it was like, if Prince was over and we were kind of snuggled up in bed and he was like, hey, you want to fuck? I'd be like, yeah.
Is that your one pass?
Male wise, yeah. If I'm going dudes, yes, it would probably be Prince. One, he's kind of smaller and I could dominate him. I'm 6'3" in real life, 225.
I'm so crying. I could
dominate Prince in the paint and really get into that asshole and you know, yeah. Take if you will a picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. Like I would make him sing the song, and then I would put my wiener inside of him.
You'd make him serenade you too.
Yes.
Shit, you should be paying him.
Fuck
you.
I have to give him royalties. He wrote the goddamn song. It's copyright royalties. I'm gonna have to write him a check for it. But Prince is one of those guys where I'd be like, all right, cool. I feel like Jimmy Butler's the same way, where he's a pretty little motherfucker where you're just like, all right, I kind of get it.
Also, I get it. Like, I mean, yeah. So why did she say he was gay?
So she hooked up with him.
It was not straight.
It was Tiana Trump. Do you know Tiana Trump, the porn star?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she basically said, she was on a show a few years ago. She basically said, look, he was rad, like the best guy ever, but we just ended up shopping for like purses all the time. And it was like having a beef fry, you know?
You know what I like about Jimmy? Like he's a very playful person. Like I don't know what year this was, but there was footage like years ago where he did an interview out on the water in a canoe, and that motherfucker doesn't know how to swim. He's just goofy. He's just a goofy fuck. I just think he's funny. Like the big face coffee thing, I just think he's like a goofball.
Is it goofy though to do something that it might kill you, where you're like, I don't know how to swim. I'm just going to huck myself out in the middle of this river.
I mean, he was wearing a life jacket. I'm assuming that there were people there to save him in case, you know, shit went south.
You never know.
He's still here. He's still here. So clearly it worked out.
It is. But I mean, look, you're from Florida. We showed a guy the other day on Ross Patterson Revolution, another show that I host, who went out back 2 a.m. behind the bar. What was the name of that bar, Bob? Do you remember? Down there in Florida.
Oh, shit. No,
stuck his arm in the water and was is there gators here?
No, he didn't stick his arm in the water. He was just standing there peeing all drunk, and a gator popped fully out of the water and ripped his arm off.
Ripped his fucking arm clean off his body. So great. It was so great. I wish you were here. It was very satisfying to watch.
Is there footage of this? Can I be sent this footage?
Not only is there footage of it, we showed it on air, and I think we got dinged for it on YouTube because it was
Fuck you, YouTube.
Oh yeah, exactly, dude. But this gets way worse. So homeboy is missing, and I'm talking shoulder up. It's not like, oh hey, I lost my hand or I lost my forearm.
I'm laughing, but this isn't crazy. This is the most Florida story I've heard today. That's why.
Because you're a disgusting person, and same as me, and I love that about you.
I'm a gross human being.
Yes, you're a fucking dirtbag, and I love it. Same here. So homeboy got it bit up all the way up to the shoulder, so you could just see the white bone out of the shoulder.
Oh, God damn. That's gnarly.
Oh, you want to get...
Have you ever seen someone break their leg or arm in front of you? Yeah. That's fucking nuts.
Hang on. We're going to go darker today because it's Friday and I've had a few drinks, so buckle up. There is footage of homeboy missing the whole arm up to the shoulder, bone out, and with his left arm. I don't know what camera I'm on for her. He's slapping the water, swimming at it, trying to find the arm that he just lost. And he's so fucked up, like drunk behind this bar. And you're like, oh my God, dude.
Oh my God.
And he's trying to look for it in the water as if the gator ripped it off and then just released it. Like, clearly the gator was hungry.
Catch and release.
Yeah, it wasn't a catch and release sitch where he was like, ah, shit, this is like a stock pond full of bass. When you got kids, you know, and you're just like, oh, you can release it or whatever. No, that fucking arm was gone, hombre. And he's just paddling in the water. I mean, it was fucking dark.
No, the most Florida part, though, was that the dude giving him medical care didn't take the cigarette out of his mouth.
Oh, my God. You're right. I forgot about that. Homeboy, again, can she see me on this camera or the other one? Which is it? Okay, this one. Okay, great. So homeboy, homeboy who started taking care of him too. You know when you're wasted and there's one guy that pops out of the bar and he's just like, oh yeah, I took CPR. I was a lifeguard when I was 15. He's standing over him going, oh, just relax. But he's got like a Capri 120 hanging out of his mouth.
Of course he has a Capri 120.
And he's just like, hey, man.
Yeah. Or a Virginia Slim.
Yeah. And he didn't let it go. And he's just like, hey, man, dude, all you need to do is relax. It's just a fucking, you know, some artery that he read about in a book online at his JUCO. And he was like, you just need to relax, man. It's all going to be fine. We're going to find that fucking arm. And it was like, no, dude, you're not finding the fucking arm. The arm's gone.
Who ran after the gator?
Yeah.
Who ran after the gator? That's the first thing I would have done. Can you imagine? Okay. So there's a lot going on in that video. But what I can't imagine is what his fucking brain was going through. Because imagine being drunk and then losing a fucking limb.
Yep.
Like.
I know what it is.
You're in shock and you're drunk as fuck.
Take my hand like you're a small child at Disney World. I'm going to walk you through this, okay? So when you're that wasted at this shitty Florida bar, Bob, what's the name of that fucking bar down there? Find it, because that's a good one, too. We almost went and visited it when we were in Tampa last week. But with that...
Oh, you were in Tampa last week?
Yeah,
Daytona last week.
Were you really?
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. Ships in the night. Our Hard AF Seltzer. We're the official sponsors of the Tampa Bay Rays, the Miami Marlins, and then the Tampa Bay Rowdies down there. So we went to the game, drank the product inside the stadium and all that stuff. And everybody's like, hey, come to the bar where Gator Boy was. I don't know his real name. I've been calling him Gator Boy for like a week.
It's Banditos.
Banditos.
In Fort Myers.
Oh, Banditos. Oh my God. That's only like an hour and a half away from me. I don't want to go there.
Go to Banditos, get a pick, and be like, this is where that motherfucker lost his arm. And just let us know. Because when you see the video and he's kind of just slapping at it.
I'm going to send you a selfie.
Please do. Like, that would make my whole entire life. Because I didn't get a chance to go down there.
No. I'm going to send you a video.
Yeah.
I'm going to imitate. Yeah.
If you go down there and stick your left arm in the water and just kind of start slapping it, like looking for the guy's arm still. You're my hero. You're my hero. I don't have many heroes left in this world.
I can't lose a limb though. So,
well, could you, or would that just add another fetish to OnlyFans where it's like, look, 36 G's, she's missing a fucking arm.
I'd be like that surfer girl.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they made a movie out of her. Was, it wasn't Linda Hamilton, but it was something like that. Bob, who's the one-armed surfer out of Hawaii?
Mad white sounding first name.
I know. Kevin white. Sorbo Bethany. Did the movie with her.
It's Bethany.
Bethany
Hamilton.
Bethany Hamilton.
That's Bethany it. Hamilton.
Yeah. So you could be the one-armed porn star, and that could be your thing, and it's just like...
You could be the Bethany Hamilton of porn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Which hand is your jack in? Is it your right or your left?
I do both, because they get tired.
Well, you're ambidextrous. I get it, but if you had a go-to hand, shot of the games...
Right.
Okay, so you're dribbling right. So put the left arm in the water. That way, if you lose it, you still have an amazing career. And then you could get your own movie.
Yeah, but I need two hands.
Yeah, well, it depends. Are you doing a ton of gangbang videos? I stay away from it because I'm proud of you and I don't want to see that.
No, I haven't done a gangbang.
Okay,
do you want me to?
I don't. I don't want to see that, okay?
Okay.
Again, I have an image of you in my mind outside of pornography, and it's
yeah,
this wholesome...
As the volleyball player next door.
100%.
When you move in, she offers you cookies.
Yes, you're Gabrielle Reese with 36 Gs, and that's kind of what everybody wants in this life, and I want to have a different image of you, not one where it's just, there's so much coming at you that you're just... You know, dodging. It's like the movie The Birds.
Yeah, but that's exactly what makes me a hero.
It is and it isn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants the girlfriend experience. Even Bill Gates.
Yes.
You know, when he fucked that Russian. that Russian. What did she do?
I forgot about that.
Oh, my gosh. What did she do? Was she a chess player? No, it was a bridge player. She was a bridge player. So he fucks this, you know, bridge player. And they were asking her. They were like, hey, what was Bill Gates, you know, fucking you to do? And it was the girlfriend experience, which I'm sure you get a lot. Like, I don't want to see you in The Birds with just dicks instead of birds all over your face. I don't want to see that. I think too highly of you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So let's just
but
keep
I'm still
it classy.
A Florida scumbag. Let's be very clear about something.
Totally. I mean, look, absolutely. I'm not denying that. And that's part of the charm as well, where it's just like, all right, great. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you weren't in pornography, I'd probably meet you at a Waffle House. You know,
I've never been to Waffle House.
Come
Fun
on.
Fact.
Come on. You've never had a
Seriously.
Libs patty
so
melt
mom,
plate?
No. So my mom, when we were kids, we used to drive to sleepaway camp in North Carolina every year. So we would drive through Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. And she would always be like, no, I'm not stopping at Waffle House. It's disgusting. Like, there's no standard. I'm like, okay, so we're going to go to Wendy's instead? Doesn't make any sense. It's like a sit-down restaurant. But she, you know, she's a Leo, so I didn't argue.
Do you think something bad happened to her there where she got either burnt with a spatula? Like, something?
Maybe someone punched her in the face. I don't know. Maybe she used to work there and she used to fucking brawl with everybody. I don't know. I don't know if I want to know that story.
If you send me a picture of your mom, I can tell you in 10 seconds. So she got a chair thrown in her head at a Waffle House.
Okay, so actually, you want to know. Okay, so Sarah J is one of my very close friends. And, you know, my mom is, like, not a very, like, she's not really into, like, makeup or anything.
Okay.
So I showed Sarah a picture of my mom once. And she was like, yo, she looks like a lesbian gym teacher.
Of your mom? Did your mom say that about Sarah? Or did Sarah say that about your mom?
No, Sarah said that about my mom.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? It checks out.
All right. Fair. Look, fair enough. We all carry a couple traits, you know, down the family gene. And that's what happens. That's what happens there.
She's like, that's why you look so gay. I'm like, I know.
Sarah Jane. She's the other MILF, right?
Sarah J.
Sarah J, right?
Massive ass.
Yes. She kind of looks like
massive ass,
Vin Diesel now. We're talking about the same one, right?
Yeah.
What?
No, she's gotten a little older. There's a meme going around online of her and Vin Diesel at this age, and it's kind of similar. He's got a new movie out in theaters right now, so it's too...
What? Is it the Fast and the Furious 69?
It sure is. And in this one, it's all about the family. The whole family is 69 each other.
You know that somebody, like, I was talking to somebody recently about movies, and he was like, oh, Fast and the Furious is my favorite franchise.
Run.
And
run away.
I looked at him and I said, quite frankly, I really liked when they added Ludacris. That was my favorite addition to the series. But also, there's no plot. Like, there is absolutely no plot. I missed the original Fast and Furiouses because that really hot Asian girl was in it that, like, disappeared.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
I sure do.
Aoki. I don't know if she's Steve Aoki's sister, but...
I can solve the mystery for you. So, yes, it is Steve Aoki's sister.
She's so hot. Oh,
and,
my God.
And wait, here's a crazier story. Do you know what who their dad is? The dad is the inventor of Benihana's. Close. Mao Zedong or the inventor of Benihana's. Both equally important to the world. And it's onesie twosie.
Oh, my
there.
God. I love Benihana. Yeah.
Who doesn't? Everybody's got a Benihana smile. As soon as that shrimp goes into the air, it's, you know, oh. There's no better way to celebrate your life. But look that up, Bob. I think I believe that's true. It's Steve Aoki. Is yes.
No, I know it is, but his dad also disowned him when he wanted to become a DJ.
That's right. Yeah. His dad disowned him when he wanted to become a DJ.
Oh my God. You know what? Fuck him.
Exactly.
And now he's throwing cakes for like 20 years.
But it's hard for me to go back on something like that. Like, I love Benihana's. I love that Rocky special. You give me that steak, that chicken, and that shrimp and some fried rice, and I'll do whatever you want at that point. You know? I'll do reverse cowboy.
You're easy. When's your birthday?
February 25th, 1996.
So you're a Pisces.
Sure am. It's a water sign. And
yeah, I'm a Cancer.
Oh, great. I know a few people with cancer. So I don't know anything about astrology. So for dudes, like if a dude says, "I love Fast and Furious franchise, that's my favorite movie franchise," you run away. For us, if a girl says, I know everything about astrology, we run away.
Yeah. It's a defense mechanism, really. No, so when he was like talking to me about the Fast and the Furious franchise, he was like really into it. And I was like, oh, like I really just watch it for like the cars and the girls. Like I thought that's why everybody watched it. And he was like, oh, but there's a plot in every single movie. I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Every single one. I watched it to see who the...
I probably watch it with the fucking... on mute. I'm just there to look at the cars and the women. I don't really know much about cars either.
Yeah, I've got a different vibe towards it. When I watch it, I'm looking at who the Oscar nominees are going to be. Because it's a nice precursor for the Oscars of who best actor and best actress is going to be, and that's why I watch it. I'm a big fan.
As you should.
That, and I miss Paul Walker. R.I.P. Obviously.
Oh, he was such a beautiful little golden retriever. That one.
He was. And then he keeps popping up in the goddamn movies. So I watched the other one the other night. Kids wanted to see it, so I took them. And he's in it for like the first 5 minutes, as if he's never been dead.
Do they take old snippets from that they had? Like, because, you know, like with Mac, like I'm a huge Mac Miller fan, and like a lot of times artists will get like a Mac Miller track, even though he's passed away.
Yep. So
I don't know.
With that, they actually use his brother. His brother looks similar to him. And then they, you know, put dots on his face, and then they CGI Paul's face on his brother's, which is super fucking dark, but they do it.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It's awful. And then here's the crazier part, and this will really blow your mind.
Imagine being told, like, hey, you're handsome, but you're not as handsome as your deceased brother. We need you.
Yeah, you're the...
That's fucked. That's so dark. Oh, my God.
You're the Uggo brother who we have to CGI out, and I'm sorry, but we need you sitting in the car. But the his daughter is actually in this movie, and she's now 24 years old.
Oh my God, now I feel old. Yeah.
Well, speaking of age, as a MILF, like, how old are you in real life? You don't look old enough to be 30, the MILF of the year.
32.
What the fuck, dude?
I set the number to 40. That came up with.
I mean, look, we've had Rosa Parks on a bus. We've had the Suffrage Act. Obviously, Civil Rights Act was super important. If we don't go to Congress and set this age at 40 for a minimum for MILFs on screen, I don't, like, that's too young. You're 32 years old.
But also, too, right? It doesn't matter. Even if I had started porn at 18, I would have been a MILF because I have titties. So it really has to do more with the body type. But listen, like, I know girls who have babies and they're 15. Doesn't that technically make them a MILF?
Not really.
Not by definition.
No. Look, I've seen Teen Mom on MTV. Like, I don't want to
think
about
MILF,
that.
When I think of MILF, I think of Stacey's mom. I think of that fucking music video. Her.
She's got it going on.
The one that
she's all
the,
I've wanted.
The one
wanted
that was
so
married to Rod Stewart. Yeah.
Yes. Her. I don't, like, you're 32 years old. You should be you know, either first marriage or like the divorce, like on your second marriage, but definitely not the MILF yet.
I thought the term was fat ass white girl.
Well, that's the other one is
that's pog.
Yeah. Do you enjoy that? Do you enjoy the term pog, fat ass white girl?
I think it's fine. It's not politically correct, I don't think, but
do you like it though? Yeah, who gives a shit? Like,
yeah.
I don't.
It's a fine. I mean, it's I'd rather that than like, bitch.
Yeah, because people call me honky dick all the time, like in the streets, and I'm not offended by it. They're like, "Yo, what's up, honky dick?" And I'm like, "Hey, what's up, dude? How are you guys doing today?"
Are you famous for that? Is that what you're known for?
My honky dick? I don't know. In certain parts of the world, sure. Should I be more famous?
Certain parts of the world.
Yeah, should it be more famous? You bet. But, you know, I can't control that. You know, my dick has never had a good agent. I have, but my penis never has. So that's his own fault. Also doesn't have a big social media following. He doesn't post enough. So that's kind of on my dick at that point. But, you know,
dick beats to get it together.
Yeah, you need 3 posts a day on Instagram, and you need to do more reels with your dick. And it's like, oh, he's exhausted. I'm exhausted. I don't want any part of it. But fat ass white girl, I actually like where it's just like, all right, this is Pog's country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a genre.
I like that.
It is. It's a full genre. So
yeah,
like,
I didn't
but
it
you
was
know
a disrespectful
that
term. Like, I'm
me
I'm,
neither.
I'm new here.
Yeah, some people have told me that it is disrespectful, and I'm like, okay.
It isn't. I think MILF is disrespectful. For a 32-year-old, I'd rather be a fat-ass white girl than a MILF, where it's just like,
yeah,
all right.
I mean, I'm definitely more of a POG, for sure.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find you later.
And I...
That's Giorgio, by the way, one of our producers. He's single right now. He had a shot at Lisa Ann. This is... Well, I don't want to go too deep into that story.
Did
but
you shoot your shot at Lisa Ann? What
yes.
did you say? Yeah. I'm dying to know.
I fumbled the bag.
I'm seeing her tomorrow.
Yeah, just
so
tell,
anything,
her, tell any, her.
Anything you want me.
Tell her I say what's up.
Say Giorgio says what's up, and he apologizes for fumbling the bag.
Yeah,
okay?
And I'll hit her up next time I'm in New York.
Okay.
Next time he's in New York, he'll... No, what? It's fun.
We'll be in New York in July.
Yeah, so. You'll be in New York in July, and there's an Olive Garden in Times Square that, you know, you guys can meet up at for Real Italian, and it'll be great.
Come out.
It's so fucking fun. Olive Garden.
Roll out, dude. Roll out, dog. It's fucking never-ending pasta month. So...
I'll get that resi. We'll get it going.
Do whatever you want. She's from Florida. This is a Cheddar's girl, I bet. She's like, yo, meet me at
no,
Cheddar's,
Flanagan's. Give me Flanagan's or give me nothing.
Give me Flanagan's or give me death. That's what you just said.
Yes.
I'm a little tiny Cheddar's boy. I'll be at Cheddar's.
What's
down
Cheddar's?
There.
What's Cheddar's?
Cheddar's? Holy
what is that?
Shit, dude. Do I get a stretch out? See, I can stretch out and give you some Cheddar's knowledge today? I wasn't expecting it,
yes,
but I'll give it
please.
To you.
Yeah.
If I get to drop some Cheddar's knowledge on you. So it's a step above an Applebee's or a TGI Fridays. It is fresh. The food is fresh. It's delightful.
Okay.
And then their drink menu is off the charts. It's one of the best I've seen. And their drink menu is just ahead of Outback Steakhouse. And now look, I love a Wallaby Darn as much as the next guy, but Cheddar's drink menus are elevated. And that's where I'm looking to go. So if I'm in Florida and I'm looking to go to a chain and kind of set shit off, it's Cheddar's for me.
Flanagan's like has great drinks, great discounts, but they're more in, I don't know if they're in like middle, central, northern Florida. I know they're in Miami, but I don't know.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So do you live in Miami currently?
Yes.
And how do you like it? Because we've been down there 3 or 4 times this year for the Miami Marlins games. Obviously, like I told you, we're a sponsor for the team. We enjoy it. We love going to Miami. I feel like it's changing, though, a lot. And the traffic has gotten so fucking bad that it's like you're choosing sides of Miami to live on.
Yeah. And then you're also choosing when you leave and go run errands and when you come back because it's a lot.
Yeah. Are you over the bridge? Are you in South Beach? Or are you just above it?
I'm like west and north of the beach.
You just named like 2 of Kanye West's kids. Wherever that is, it sounds delightful.
Yeah. Like I live like by the Pinecrest area.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. And then do you have an OnlyFans as well?
Yes, I have an OnlyFans. OnlyFans.com/Jocelyn Jane.
What's the weirdest request you've ever gotten on there?
This was before I had an OnlyFans, but a dude asked me to do a custom for him. Oh no, this is on webcam. So I had to pretend like I was outside a church showing my titties.
Yep.
And telling everybody that they were going to go to hell.
That's great. And that was all he wanted. He just wanted to see tits outside the church.
He was definitely a priest. He was definitely a priest.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I mean, now I'm assuming.
Dude, priest.
I'm assuming he was a priest. Like, why would you request that? Unless you, like, you know, were hit, like, in Catholic school. You know, like, I get that too. I know people who were. But
yeah, we got two producers who were in Catholic school.
Yeah.
Did they hit your hand with the ruler?
I blacked a lot of it out.
Yeah, a lot of that's blacked out. You know, once the second knuckle goes into that ass, you got to get rid of those memories for good.
We're both altar boys.
They were both altar boys back there.
Oh, no.
I know. It's
a lot.
Well, yeah.
If I ever meet them, I'm going to give them a big hug.
Yeah, well, you should.
For over 5 seconds.
Yeah, for over 5 seconds, one, two, that communion wasn't bread. It was the full loaf. It was just the full loaf of bread that was going in there. And I feel bad for these guys. But was that it? So no masturbation, no nothing? He just wanted a video telling people they were going to hell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like just shaking my titty, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just crazy. Just shaking it around, and that's fine. Anything with animals?
No, and that's animal abuse. So, but I people have asked, but one guy asked me to fuck his dog.
Whoa!
And I was like, yeah, he sent me like a very detailed paragraph about the breed of the dog and where the dog came from, and then he told me that he wanted the dog to nut at me, and I was like, what? You think that a half dog, half like some sort of Harry Potter character is going to come out of my vagina? Like, what's wrong with you?
What was it? His dog? Like, was he trying?
It was his dog. It was like a pit bull or a King Corso, and he had like this very good bloodline, like
legendary.
That's legendary. Yeah.
I was like, what are the Westminster dog shows going on? Yeah. Like. That's so crazy, but whatever.
Was the pit bull's name weird. Mr. 305? Did he have a name for it or no? And that's out of my own curiosity there.
But he did have like a very like prestigious name, like very like it was like Lisa. It was like a very like distinguished name. It was like
Jonas Vanderpump Laws. Yeah, something crazy. Yes.
Or like Thor, like some crazy name.
Wow, dude. So he wanted you to fuck his dog. God damn, that's dark. I don't get shit like that. And I mean, I'm happy and I'm sad about it, I guess. I mean, one of these days I just want to pop open a DM and they're like, hey, dude, I know you hate cats. Would you consider just duct taping up the sides of my cats and then putting your penis inside of it so the organs don't come out? And like, well, you'd be like, all right, cool. Like, then I know that, you know, we have like real fans, you know what I'm saying? Instead of pretend fans.
Yeah.
But you get shit like this all the time. And I think that's amazing because gerbil stomping's up there, right? Where you smash a gerbil with a foot.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. So my ex, who was my director for Black Patrol, they did a scene where they stuck a gerbil like in a condom in someone's asshole and they had to take it off X videos because the gerbil like literally died inside of this person's asshole. Yeah.
God damn it. R.I.P. R.I.P. to that gerbil, you know?
I know. I love gerbils. I used to take them home when I was in, like, second grade and take care of them over the weekend.
My God, dude. And real quick, I just want to circle back to Black Patrol. Is that what it sounds like?
Yes. I played a cop.
Okay, great. Now, the other part of that is the race elements.
Fucked black dudes.
There we go. Okay. I didn't want to say it, okay? This is your job, not mine, and I respect you and everything about you today, but I needed to know what happened in Black Patrol. So you were the officer.
Exactly what it sounds. Exactly like it sounds.
But is it
pretty self-explanatory?
But do you guys have like porns ripped from the headlines? Like, are you playing like a female Derek Chauvin? Like, how does that work out? Like, was there like a George Floyd? Like, how does that go?
No. So like, there was like obviously like I was the meaner cop. My friend Maggie Green, who was my co-star, there were a lot of things that she wouldn't say, and because they were long days, I was like, "Fuck it, I'll say it."
Yeah.
And so I said some pretty like outrageous shit, but you know, it's a character that I played, and it's not, it doesn't reflect my actual opinions.
What was it? Now, yeah. Now I have to know. What did you say in this?
So like we used to have to say like homeboy, like we called them names like Bob Marley and like Jerome and like, you know, fucked up, like basically like borderline race play.
Sure.
But yeah.
But that's a thing though. Like I don't think a lot of people understand that race play is a thing.
The other, I was, when you asked me, what's the craziest request you've gotten? The craziest request I've actually ever gotten was, this was not even a year into it. I get an email from this guy and he's like, "Hey, I want you to fuck, I want you to fuck a male talent, dress him up as a slave, and I want you to play a slave owner and fuck your slave."
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I can't do that. Like,
you said that one you said no to?
Yeah, because it can be taken out of context. It's not, you can't take that back either. Like, that's borderline for me.
That's too much for you? Look, I wrote a book where one of the characters...
That's where I draw the line, goddammit!
I mean, I wrote a book where one of the characters fucked Harriet Tubman, and he said, "Treat me like your slave tonight," and then gave him her belt, and then Harriet Tubman beat the shit out of this guy, and it was glorious. Maybe that was part of it, where they were taking back
the
power.
Yeah, oh my god, have you seen that show, You?
Yeah.
That reminds me, you know the character who likes to get peed on?
Yep.
Exactly. Same shit.
That's what I'm talking about. So the creator of You was actually on the show, Carolyn Kepnes. Great writer.
Oh, okay.
Excellent writer. She was on the show and we were asking her all about it because I'm a huge fan of You. And then when you start to take it to that level where you like to get pissed on and all that other stuff, since you're going there, that's had to have been a request at some point in your life, right? Where it's just like, hey.
Yeah, people have asked it that I can piss on them for sure.
And do you enjoy that?
Yeah, kind of.
Great. There we go. Now we're digging in. Now we got the, it's a,
yeah,
look.
Like, you know, Black Patrol definitely, like, it awakened my dominant side. Like, she was always kind of, like, lurking in the shadows. But when I played Officer Jane, like, I changed for the better.
Okay, so is that part of your repertoire where you're like, all right, cool. If I'm dating somebody in real life, maybe third or fourth dates, I piss all over them and kind of test them and see where we're going in this relationship. And then maybe, look, 2 years into a marriage.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then maybe 2 years into a marriage, potentially. I don't know if you've been married or not.
No, I've never been married.
Okay, not yet, but you will. And they're like, hey.
I don't know why you say that. Why do you say that? Why do I have to be married?
Because you seem like a friendly person who wants to settle down and potentially have a family one day and then change the Florida lifestyle, you know? Reverse the curse. Jocelyn, you've been on some podcasts before. You know we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Half off. 50% off that bundle package. Is there a better place to fuck a porn star than in a ghost bed mattress with an adjustable base? Probably not. Can't use them in a lot of shoots, though, because you're going to break the goddamn thing, and it's too expensive, so you don't want to do that, all right? Have polite sex in it if you're going to do it. I'm kidding. I don't care if you chain up your lover, what you do. I care about your comfort, though, and it's the best in the biz. The most popular option as far as The adjustable base goes is the Split King. Comes with two remote controls instead of one. You control your own destiny. You can go up, see, down, Z, all around Z's in that, and it vibrates from head to toe. Now, if you already have an adjustable base and you just want the mattress, you're going to get 40% off with the promo code Drinkin' Bros at checkout. Plus, when you get a mattress, you're getting two free luxury pillows with that. And the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. I can promise you that. I love the sheets. I love the cover. The only thing that I don't have from them is the RV mattress, which is new. That just came out. I don't have an RV. We actually want one, though, for the studio. For listeners who come in and black out, that way they can sleep behind it. So we're working on that. And I don't have the weighted blanket because I heard you sleep like 14 hours in it. But I heard it's amazing. I got three kids. Can't do that shit. Sorry, I just can't. But you can. And if you're working a night shift, it's great, dude. Everybody loves it. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. And when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit there. When you check that box, all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. It doesn't matter how many items you put in the cart. They're forced to give you the fucking discounts, dude. So take advantage of it. If you're looking to get a brand new bedroom set, take advantage of these discounts. Spread it out over 3 years. It's great. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we get hardafseltzer.com. We are live in the state of Tennessee and Florida. Three more will be added here in about 4 weeks. In the meantime, we got to deal with Total Wines. So we're in every single Total Wines in the states of Tennessee and Florida. The only one we're missing, I think, is one in the Panhandle in Tallahassee, but that's a different distributor. We will work that out, I promise, but that's the easiest. They order the most. We're stocked to the fucking gills in there. You can just roll in or go to our store locator on hardafseltzer.com, type in your city or your zip code, and boom, it'll drive you right to the stores, and you can load up. Summer's here. Ding it. If you're going to the lake, if you're by the pool and you want to get rocked, it's a tough economy out there. We're making 8% hard seltzer. No carbs, no sugars, no glutens, if you give a fuck about that. And it'll help you stay in swimsuit shape. We're in over 200 stores down there. Also, if you're heading to the ballparks this summer with the fam down in Florida, we're in the Miami Marlins ballpark down there in Miami with Major League Baseball. We're also in the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium. Best record in Major League Baseball. I'm not going to say it's because of us, but it's because of us. Soccer-wise, we just got back from there. We're in the Tampa Bay Rowdy Stadium. Love that stadium. That is one of the most underrated experiences in the world. Highly recommended. Super cheap. Take the family out there. You can get fucked up. They got great merch. Love, love, love the Tampa Bay Rowdies. My wife and I are Rowdies royalty now. But we're in a ton of places down there. Universal Hotels down there with Charles Zeller in Orlando. A lot of these are Drinking Bros, man. Thank you, Miami, down there outside the stadium. Smoky Mountain Axe House in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hit up that University Liquors out there in Knoxville. Of course, the Total Wines is in Knoxville as well. We're everywhere. Or if you're not near that area or one of the surrounding states, we ship it right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. We ship it by the case. So that's cans of 24 or 48, which you get a $10 discount on. We'll ship it right to your doorstep. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Sponsor-wise, does it get any better than HelloFresh? Hello! HelloFresh! I see you! I've been eating them with my wife for, man, I want to say 3 to 4 years now. We have it Monday through Thursday, maybe Friday, depending upon what the kids want to do. But it is the freshest ingredients you can get delivered right to your doorstep. And it's even cold. It's even chilled for you. So you can pop it right out of the box and into the fridge. Look, kids. If you're like me and you're going to the grocery store a few times a week and you're noticing that bill creeping up into triple digits, it's because you're trying to buy fresh food for your family. It's not sweet. However, HelloFresh makes it a lot easier by doing it for you. These are fresh meals with unbelievably fresh ingredients that get shipped right to your house. with a little tiny card that tells you how to cook it. Some meals you can even do in like 15 minutes. Some of the steaks a little longer. But I'm not kidding, kids. I've had it Monday through Thursday or Friday for pretty much the last 3 or 4 years of my life. I'm a gigantic fan of them, but I never got a savings like this. This is HelloFresh.com/DrinkinBros16, where you use the code DrinkinBros16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. I'm going to say that one more time because you're getting 16 free meals here. Nobody can offer you that. Not in podcasts and certainly not in life. How they're doing it, I'm not sure. But good on them. I love the food. It's the best in the biz. And right now you can get 16 free meals by going to HelloFresh.com/DrinkinBros16 and use the code DrinkinBros16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. Gigantic fan of these guys. There's a reason why HelloFresh's tagline is America's number one meal kit. It's because they are. I want to ask you about the bed in the background, okay? So that looks like a twin bed. That does not, nobody sprung for the suite
it's
today.
It's a full.
Yeah, exactly. It's a full.
It's a full. Or a queen. I think it's a queen.
You're a queen, but they put you in a full. Why didn't they spring for the suite and really go all out today for this scene?
I don't know. I'm about to call and start a riot.
I'd call your agent and be like, hey, they put a queen in a full. This is bullshit. I mean, and as a director myself, how are you going to get enough cameras in there? Like, I don't really understand where you're going to put sticks up in that room. Like, that's where are you at? A La Quinta down there? They put our little queen in a Quinta? La Quinta down there?
No, I'm not at La Quinta. That would be hilarious if
where
I was.
Are you
at?
I've
never stayed at La Quinta.
That looks too small for you, dude. You need to be treated better. Who's your agent? Get him on the horn.
Call Lainey right now.
I know. This is crazy in the background right there. It looks like you're hiding from someone.
Oh, wait. You know what else? You know, maybe I am. You never know.
I don't know.
Are you guys Rick and Morty fans?
Oh, boy.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Everybody back here. My co-host's dog's name are actually Rick and Morty.
Oh my god, the fuck out. I want to see pictures of them.
I don't know if we can cut to that camera. They're right there. Is that possible, Delco?
Nah, she can't see it.
She can't see it. Okay.
I can bring it over to you.
There's a portrait over there. If you want to grab it, you can hold it up for her, and that's fine. But yeah, they shouldn't be treating you like that. How are you gonna get those camera angles in there today? What's the scene? Did they tell you on the call sheet, like, hey, you're doing anal today? What are you doing today?
No, it's just a boy girl.
Oh, she's a boy girl. Okay.
Oh, they're so cute.
Look at that.
Babies.
Look at that. And that's my co-host, Dan
Rick
Holloway. He's the guy out shooting
who's
hogs.
Who's Rick?
Who's
Morty?
Tough to say anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Whichever one looks meaner should be Rick.
Yeah. I don't see race, so I really don't know how to separate the dogs.
No, Rick. No, meaner.
Meaner.
I said meaner.
Meaner. So today's a boy-girl scene. Do they go over what you guys are doing? Like, hey, it's going to be anal. We're going to have...
Why do you keep bringing up anal? I can't stand you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not me. It's one of the producers is in my ear, and he keeps saying anal over and over again.
Oh, okay.
It's a guy named Bob, and he keeps saying it over and over again. He just had a child. So, look, we don't know what he's going through, and I apologize for that. But what does it say on the call sheet of, like, what your duties are today?
So it just gives you, like, a script, and then it gives you, it will give you pictures of the positions that you have to be in.
Okay.
And then it'll give you, like, an example of the scenarios that you have to act out. Because, you know, we all need pictures because we don't know how to read.
Yeah. No, and I understand that.
It can be tough, you know. It's
reading is the hardest part, isn't it?
It really is.
I mean,
And then when your scene partner gets there, you talk about your do's and don'ts, like what you do, what you like, what you don't like, you know, things like that.
So do you say to him, hey, you know, Johnny, I don't know if his name is Johnny. I don't know if it's Johnny.
I do know a performer named Johnny. That's why I laugh.
We all do, you know, and it's like, hey, you catch a glimpse of Johnny from the other room. And you knock that out of your wife's hand. You're like, nope, not today.
Fucking Johnny.
Yeah, we're not doing Johnny Sins today, okay? Let's go for a midget or something. Somebody I can dominate and be better than. Not Johnny Sins. But is it stick figures? Do they have that kind of drawn out like stick figures on there?
No, they have like, they take screenshots from other scenes. So like, it'll be like a picture of your friend and you're like, oh, hey.
No shit.
What's up? Yeah. Like just like screen grabs from like other scenes. Or like when we did Black Patrol, we watched a lot of Cops.
The actual TV show Cops?
Yeah, the actual TV show Cops.
Oh, look, we've got a ton of first responders as listeners out there. So yeah, I look, if the cops want a shout out, they want a shout out. Can I recommend a character in that world then?
Sure.
You know that female cop from Laverne, Tennessee, who got plowed by the whole police department?
Yes.
I think you could do it. I think you could do that. And then we do the whole Nashville PD and then get them all involved, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Has that been part of it? Have you fucked a fan yet? Have you fucked a fan yet?
Not on I haven't like on camera I haven't. I've tried to do it and a lot of times like they can't get hard.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a lot.
Because you know, like it's too much pressure.
To people have told me like to meet me in real life is like a lot. I'm just like, I'm just a person though.
Yeah, I get it. I felt the same way the first time I met Carrot Top in real life. So nervous.
And I can't believe he's still alive.
Me neither. It looks great though. I mean, steroids, everybody should be on steroids, so good for him.
What does he look like now? Didn't he get into drugs and then?
Well, it's a lot of work done. So he kind of looks like Kathy Griffin. Do you know who that is? The comedian?
Yes.
Yeah, they look identical. A lot of work done and all that other stuff. When you're a ginger like that, you don't age gracefully.
My dad is a ginger, though. He's aged very well.
Is he really?
Yeah, and I was telling somebody earlier today that my dad has, like, 3 gray hairs. My mother hates him.
How old is he?
Like, he's 63.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and he has, like, 4 gray hairs. She's like, I can't stand your father.
Man.
Okay.
Are you close with your parents, and are they amped about what you're doing for a living?
I'm not super close with them.
Okay. Do they know? Have they seen any of your movies?
We don't talk about it.
But do they know?
I'm pretty sure they know.
Okay. Because we've had a few porn stars on the show who are just like, hey, my parents don't know. I've never told them. And they don't, you know, they're super religious. They don't watch anything like that. And and they were like, hey, dude, it's a total mystery. And then I go home for Thanksgiving and ask for the cranberry plate just like anybody else in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really depends. Like, but, you know, my parent, like, we just don't talk about it. But, like, I've been recognized, like, at dinner with them.
Okay.
And, like, free food was started coming out to the table.
Holy shit. Were you at a P.F. Chang's?
Yeah.
No. Okay. All right.
I haven't been at P.F. Chang's in, like, 20 years.
Look, if a bunch of General Tso's chicken just started coming to the table and they were like, holy shit, dude, how many times have you seen my daughter get fucked? That would be awkward where there's no way around that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember every porn you shot?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to bring up some of your hits. Do you mind?
Okay.
Hot Jocelyn Jane takes BBC after mixed nude wrestling loss to Will Tile. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you have to lose?
It was my first wrestling scene ever.
I
did. And Will is fucking gigantic. He's like 205 pounds and 5'8". He's like all muscle. Like, and it's all in his legs and his butt. It's
yeah, but I believe in the feminist movement, and I want to believe that you would have won that fight, and that's why that was unrealistic to me.
Okay.
It was. When I watched you guys in the octagon, I was like, dude, I think she could have done something.
You're like,
there.
Let me call Dana White.
Yeah. And that one, like that one to me, I was like, hey, I wanted to see you win at the end, and I was surprised when you didn't. You just ended up having a bunch of sex. And I was like, God damn it. I wanted to see her with the belt at the end of it, and then maybe, you know, like a $1 million baby type of thing where you get paralyzed later. And what? I mean, that happens too. That happens too.
No, you just reminded me of that movie. It was a good movie. It made me sad.
Very, very great movie. Very great movie.
Yeah.
The next one I'm going to go to is a POV Viagra mix-up with my friend's hot mom, Jocelyn Jane. How did the Viagra get mixed up in that one?
Movie magic.
But you don't remember where it was like, oh, hey.
No, I remember. I remember the guy. I know the guy. He's a friend of mine, Kyle Balls. Like,
but as far as the Viagra getting mixed up in the drink, because this is something I'm worried about. I feel like I'm going to get sex trafficked one day and somebody's going to mix up Viagra in my drink. And then I'm going to end up fucking a bunch of like the Mexican cartel. And I don't want that to happen because we're very close to the border down here. Was the drink kind of placed like a Cosby sitch? And it was, did you do it or did somebody else do it? And that was the Viagra mix up.
It was like a Cosby. It was a Cosby situation, I suppose. I shouldn't be laughing at that, but it's funny.
Well, I mean, but we have to know because we're trying to protect people as well. This isn't just a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
We're trying to save lives out here. And we needed to know that. Now, two hot blonde MILFs share my big dick outside by the pool. Who is the big dick one? Do you remember that one?
J-Mac, yeah.
Okay.
And my friend Rachel Cavalli.
Okay, and Rachel, so you guys shared that dick by the pool. And then did you have pina coladas afterwards? Or what did you guys do later?
Yeah, I think we smoked a joint or something.
Okay. Did you guys go to a brunch? It was never ending mimosas or something like that. Like bottomless mimosas.
Something like that.
Okay. Dad's hurt and stepmom needs my dick. Jocelyn Jane part one. So in that one, how did your dad get hurt? Was it a skiing accident?
Yeah, it must have been a skiing accident. Or he fell in the garage or some shit.
He fell in the garage painting. That happens all the time. I fall in the garage painting. And every single time I've called out into the night, please help me. I've fallen in the garage from painting it. And my dick is very hurt.
You should get life alert. You should have life alert. I don't know why you don't have life alert.
Well, maybe cock alert, because it's like, hey guys, I fell off the ladder. I was painting the garage. My dick's really hurt. Can you help me out with this?
It needs to be resuscitated back to life.
These are the questions that we want to know. Perv principal, hot blonde stepmom. So
that was the Tony Rubino. Yeah.
Okay.
I pulled my shoulder in that scene. I pulled my shoulder blade real bad.
Are you okay to this day?
Yeah, I'm fine. But like,
I want to know about your health and if you're okay. Can you show the audience? There you go.
Let me give you a visual.
There
okay.
We go.
So it's like, so I was like this.
Yep. Yep.
And you can see, like, in the video, there's a point where I'm like, because I fucking pulled my shoulder blade.
That's what it was. Okay. So we'll go back and watch that one, and then we'll see where that injury occurred. And then
it's at like 3:16.
Oh shit! You got the time. You got the time code.
No,
look at that,
I'm
dude.
It up. I mean, don't listen to me. I'm making up the time.
Man, you just made up the exact time of Austin 3:16 too. Stone cold, you know. You fucking stone colded the audience. King Nasir versus Jocelyn Jane.
Yeah, I remember that one.
How big is King Nasir in real life?
He's not that big. Like, he doesn't even weigh 200 pounds. You're talking about his penis?
Yeah. No, I like to go body weight before I go penis size. You know, I like to know what's going on down there. So he's under 200.
Even less, bro? Yeah. He's just like, okay, so he, you know, it's funny. Like, in that scene, like, he picked me up and, like, no one told him to do it. And he was like, wow, you're heavy. And I was like, no one told you to do that. So you can put me down now.
He told you were heavy?
Yeah. And I was like, no one told you to pick me up.
Bro, well, you don't tell a woman she's heavy anyways.
Yeah, but you know, he used to, the thing is that like, so my director always like teases him because he used to be a male stripper.
Okay.
So my director would be like, nah, bro, like you're actually just gay.
Yeah. You're actually just a homosexual male. I'm sorry. King Nasir.
You're actually just like dudes, bro. No, I mean, he's great, whatever, but... He was like, there were rape allegations about him. Like,
holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
There's a lot of rape allegations, though.
There's tons, right?
Yeah.
Like, because the Ron Jeremy thing just ended, and you know, it turned out he had dementia, so they couldn't try him, and he's going to some mental clinic or something like that. Maybe King Nasir will be there. I'm not really sure. What country is he king of?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
He ain't king of shit, but whatever. You can include that in the interview too.
Oh yeah, we will. Absolutely. Who's your favorite to work with here? Because I'm looking at it
Okay. It's hard. I really like J-Mac a lot, but he's like super busy. So one of my favorite performers is actually in Vegas. His name is Musa Phoenix.
Okay.
He's lovely.
And these are all black gentlemen that you're naming, correct?
No, J-Mac is actually Cuban.
Okay.
But he's Irish and Cuban. And then, and then, yes, Musa is black.
I've seen Musa before.
Yeah. He's, and here's why I asked. Giorgio is Greek, I believe, and he wants to know if he's got a shot. Do white guys have a shot with you, Jocelyn Jane?
That's really what we're going at?
No, just want to know for the audience. Look, you're single, you're out there, you're mingling, you're going to Flanagan's, you're ripping it up on a Friday night, you're watching Fast X after that. Does a white man have a shot with you where it's like, hey?
Yes, he does, but he's got to know sports.
Okay.
And he's got to be able to, like, be teased, because I tease people.
Teased as in jokes or teased as in, like, feathers where they're chained up?
Like, joke.
Oh, jokes. Okay, cool. Because I didn't know if it was, like, a teasing thing of, like, haha, there's grape jelly in the bed, and I'm gonna use a feather on your feet, and you're chained up, and... Oops.
No. I used to do tickling videos, and I'm actually like deathly ticklish. So like, I would never tickle somebody without their consent.
I've never been able to get off during a tickling video. Not once. It's just.
No, it's like torture. Like, I'm covered in sweat. Like, it's a lot for me. There's a lot going on. I feel like a cat being herded.
No, I get it. And that's something we don't want for you.
And
we
then
they
chain you down too. They like they tie you down and they tickle you.
Yeah,
it's tickle torture. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the videos, and again, never been able to get off during something like that. Tickling, yeah. Any form of clowns, like
oh,
that.
Oh, I fucking hate clowns.
Same. Same. We had a clown porn star in the show.
If I go to Austin, can I meet your wife?
Absolutely.
Can we go out for drinks together?
Oh, dude, she rocks. Like, the two of you guys would be homies. She does a show here.
Would we?
Yeah, she does a show on the network with me on Ross Patterson Revolution, and then another show called Crime Corner, where she goes through like brutal murders and shit.
Oh my God! Send me the link for that. I want to listen.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, the two of you guys would be beef fries. You know. And we just can't say anything in front of the neighbors because of the HOAs, you know. There's a porn star clause out there where they're like, hey, you can't fuck in any of these houses. I'm trying to get it changed just because I want equality. But, you know, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
I know you've got a busy day today and you got some hammering to do. We do this thing called Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to end the show?
Sarah J.
No shit.
Yes.
Okay. Another MILF, dude. She's out there in these streets. That's an old school. That's a deep cut. Like,
she's,
if you don't know Sarah J, you don't know porn.
She's a wonderful human being. She's one of the warmest, most wonderful people I've ever met.
How's her jumper? Is it wet or does she need work on her jumper?
Great jumper.
She's got a great jumper. How's yours, by the way? Like, do you play?
It's okay.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you gamble? Do you bet on sports?
No, I don't, but I should.
Shit, dude. Because we'll get you on in the fall. We host NFL shows, college shows, all that stuff, where we pick the spreads. We'd love to have you back. You're fucking hilarious, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back on. Are you NFL or college?
NFL.
Okay, great. Who's your team? Is it the Dolphins?
The Cowboys, but I'm looking to change teams.
Okay. I mean, we can't do that, dude. It's now you're gonna get married to somebody with jean shorts and fucking who's smoking cools, and it's gonna be shitty silver jewelry that isn't really silver. It's gonna leave a blue line around your neck. I mean, they're gonna have a fade that isn't all the way. It's a fucking mess. Dude.
Who's your team?
Oh boy, that's a terrible question. At least I can admit it that they're terrible. The Atlanta Falcons. I'm from Atlanta. I'm a Georgia boy.
Man.
Yeah. I know. We don't. It's some things need to go unsaid. Do you think the Cowboys have a decent shot this year?
No, I don't.
Me neither. Me neither. It's Dak Prescott, right? Like, he'll never fucking win a Super Bowl. Yeah. You don't have to say it. It's fine. Have you had sex with Dak Prescott?
I don't want to. No.
All right. Do you want to?
Not really.
Okay. All right. You don't want to fuck up the season, and that's fine. I'm going to slide you his number, though, just in case. If you're in Dallas and you're like, hey, man, I got some money on this. Let's go. You know? Shoot for the stars. You keep your feet on the ground. You keep reaching for the stars, and that's the Cowboys. They're all stars. And so are you. They say never meet your heroes. I met mine today, and it's one of the greatest days of my life. Tell everybody where they can find you online.
OnlyFans.com/JocelynJane. I have a ManyVids at OfficerJane.ManyVids.com. My Twitter is at @XXJocelyn. That's spelled JOSLYN. And my Instagram is XOJossJane.
Perfect. And then last question to get you out of here. When you're on top and your legs are kind of bowed out like that, do you enjoy it? Or is every girl thinking, dude, my quads are burning and I've got to get out of this position?
No, I like it. I like it.
Okay. All right. Hey, best 36 G's in the biz. We love you, Jocelyn. It was a great day.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Please come back. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Jocelyn Jane, MILF of the Year, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.